Good evening and welcome to the December 21st, 2022 special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. The meeting is now in session. The time is 5:33 p.m. Members of the public may attend this meeting in person or participate by phone. A registration link has been posted on the board meeting agenda page of our website for those who plan to call in and address the board this evening. Mrs. Hayes, please call the roll.
Trustee Bulikas.
Here.
Trustee Castellanos.
Here.
Trustee Davis.
Begrudgingly here.
Trustee Hanacek.
Here.
Trustee Jones.
Here.
Trustee Parham.
Here.
Trustee Pritchard.
Present.
Mrs. Hayes, before the board recesses to close session, is there anyone who would like to speak to a closed session agenda item?
Yes, we have one in-person speaker and four folks registered online. Our first speaker is Chelsea Boyle.
Hi, everybody. I didn't actually prepare a speech today. I do have a recording to play for you. A lot of us are questioning why Vital Brulte, not my favorite person, because she, just not my favorite person because she is the leader of an organization I feel that is corrupt. But I don't think that you guys have been very forthcoming on what has been going on in the district. There's a lot of other parents that have not been forthcoming. That have felt you have not been forthcoming, and we'd really like to know why. Having said that, just a week ago I stood here and I said that this was a corrupt organization, that you guys don't listen to anybody, that you don't listen to the parents, guys. You don't listen to the parents. You guys are supposed to listen to the parents. So I've made a mistake by coming here, by yelling at you all, by being upset, and you haven't heard from my children, the ones that are affected. So here's a little idea for you to understand why I'm fighting for my children. Just a little tidbit.
They wanted to help you so we could be a happy family again and we don't have to be...
Baby girl,
anymore doing this stuff. I just wanted to help.
Baby girl, we are a happy family and you didn't do anything wrong. You did not do anything wrong, baby girl. Mommy and Daddy love you and Keaton so much, and we don't like it when people are doing things, these things to you.
And me.
Yes, you meaning both of you, baby boy. I just, what's been bad, Brady Jane? Please tell me what's been bad.
Is that you had to fight for me and Keaton's lives, and we don't want you to suffer for that, so I wanted to help you.
Baby girl, no matter what, Daddy and I are always going to fight for your life. Always, since the day you were born.
I am going to fight for my children's lives. All these other parents watching right now are going to fight for their children's lives. This is due to the harassment of this district. And if you think getting rid of Vital is the only way you're going to solve the corruption and the abuse of our children, you're wrong. I got about six other names for you. I got Johnson. I got Becerra. I got Victa. I got Merwin. I've got, Camacho. I've got tons of other names. You're not done yet. Don't make her your scapegoat.
Our next speaker is online, Amanda Ernst. Amanda, go ahead.
Hi there. All right, hopefully you can hear me. Thanks for having me. I also did not prepare a speech, as I just found out about this meeting not an hour ago. But my comments are mostly directed to Trustee Parham. I'm aware that Trustees Castellanos, probably supported by Trustee Hanacek, and return Trustee Gary Pritchard are probably all very set on firing a great leader and a superintendent who does not deserve to be fired a week before Christmas. My hope is that Trustee Parham won't bend to the pressure that I'm sure you three are putting on him unfairly. And Trustee Parham, everybody knows that your campaign was funded by special interests, but I really actually appreciated your invitation to, you know, do a town hall style type meeting and really connect with the community. The jury is still out on you. I didn't vote for you, but I'm hopeful that you won't just let your peers push you around. I mean, is there any reason, a legitimate good reason, to fire Superintendent Vitale Brulte? Has she done anything wrong? Like the previous speaker, we'd like more information, please. As far as I can tell, and I've been watching closely the school board happenings for years and years and years since I moved back here in 2008 to my hometown. I'm a graduate of CUSD, and so is my husband. I don't see anything wrong that she's done. Is the district aware of wrongful termination lawsuits or other legal litigation that this could invite? Is this fair? And doing this in the dark of night, the week before Christmas, when you hope nobody's watching, like, we're not that stupid. So please, Trustee Parham, my hope is that you will pause on voting to fire a truly great leader. She's been great for us. And make your own decision. And before doing something like that, please communicate with the public what's going on. It's really the only responsible thing to do. And if you want to show your constituents that you're here to be responsible to represent them, have they emailed into you and said, fire her, she's terrible? I highly, highly doubt it. Are you really representing them if you vote for this tonight? So that's my invitation for you. And I want to thank Trustees Bulakis, Trustee Davis, and Trustee Jones. Thank you for responding to my email today. And I'm really hopeful that we don't ruin this poor woman and her family's Christmas. She's been nothing but wonderful to us. And this is just an unfair, mean girl political move. Please keep Superintendent Vitale Brulte on the board.
Thank you. Let the record show that Melissa Crew registered to speak, but she's not online. Heather Puhek registered to speak, but she's not online this evening. And our next speaker is Lauren Bennett. Lauren, you're go ahead and speak. You're on.
Hello there. Sorry, I have nothing prepared as well, but thank you for listening to me. I emailed you all tonight as well, and I heard back from one of you. I emailed you all last week. I heard back from one of you. I understand you're busy people, but these issues in our district are very alarming. I am alarmed that you decided to make this meeting tonight, especially 4 days before Christmas. This is not how I want to spend my evening discussing someone's career, a lady who is highly respected in our district. I find it very alarming that we just have newly elected officials and that all of a sudden our superintendent is at risk of her career because of special interests of those who have been elected. I'm just appalled by all of you. Again, I pray that all of you come to your senses that this is not the time to discuss her career 4 days before Christmas. I think you need to be more clear on why she is on the chopping block. She's been a leader during a very, very sad time of our children's lives in the last 2 years. 2020, she was a leader to get us through our schools reopening and to stay open as many schools were not open. I think she's done an amazing job in the last few years to be a leader. And unfortunately, all of you have failed. You have failed our children. You kept masks on our children. You kept them from interacting on so many levels of going on field trips and performing in concerts because of these ridiculous guidelines from the CDC that have come to find out have failed. They're not even working. So I'm just appalled and disappointed in all of you. I do appreciate Gilla Jones. She has responded to me several times. I'm going to thank her for taking time to respond when I send emails. And I just pray that you come to your senses tonight to keep our amazing superintendent. This is not the time to discuss someone's career 4 days before Christmas. And I hope that you all make a conscious decision tonight to keep our amazing superintendent. And that's it. Thank you.
That concludes our speakers.
The board will now recess to closed session to address the following agenda items. Public Employee Performance Evaluation Superintendent, Public Employee Discipline Dismissal Release, one case. The board will now recess to closed session. Good evening and welcome to the December 21st, 2022 special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. The meeting is now in session. The time is 7:32. Mrs. Hayes, please call the roll.
Trustee Bilicus.
Here.
Trustee Castellanos.
Here.
Trustee Davis. Trustee Hanacek.
Here.
Trustee Jones.
Trustee Jones has left the meeting after closed session. Trustee Parham.
Here.
Trustee Pritchard.
Present.
Trustee Davis left the meeting after closed session.
Okay, now we are going to go to the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May I please have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Trustee Parham, seconded by Trustee Hanacek. Mrs. Hayes, please call the roll.
Trustee Bilicus.
Aye.
Trustee Castellanos.
Aye.
Trustee Davis is absent. Trustee Hanacek.
Aye.
Trustee Jones. Trustee Jones is absent. Trustee Parham.
Aye.
Trustee Pritchard.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0-2 by a roll call vote to adopt the agenda. I'm going to read the report out from closed session. In closed session, by a vote of 4-3, with board members Davis, Jones, and Bullockus voting against the motion, the board took action to terminate without cause the superintendent's employment contract, effective December 31st, 2022. There being no further business before the board, may I please have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Trustee Parham, seconded by Trustee Hanacek. Mrs. Hayes, please call the roll.
Trustee Bilicus.
Here.
Trustee Castellanos.
Here.
Trustee Davis is absent. Trustee Hanacek.
Was this aye?
Aye.
Is this aye?
Aye. Yes, no.
Where did we say aye?
Affirmative.
Sorry, I was following the... Go ahead, Trustee Bilicus.
Aye.
Trustee Castellanos.
Aye.
Trustee Davis is absent. Trustee Hanacek.
Aye.
Trustee Jones is absent. Trustee Parham.
Aye.
Trustee Pritchard.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0-2. The time is now 7:34 p.m. Thank you.